We're about to bring you what I think will be some great music. We will talk a bit with Jordan Montgomery after his first song. He is CEO of the record label called Driving While Black Records. He's a rapper based in Pittsburgh. Here is Jordan Montgomery.
All right. How you doing today?
Good. You sound great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for having me on this wonderful day. Like you said before, I think it's good in terms of, you know, just a little bit of normalcy. It's just like hearing people's voices and getting together however we can.
Absolutely. It's important that we do that. And it's every bit helps that we're able to do that. You can begin with something and you can tell us what it is before or after, and we'll just take it in whenever you're ready.
Gotcha. All right. Well, the first song I'm going to play is called Back At It. It's a song that's produced by producer C. Scott, also based here in Pittsburgh. I released this back in February. It can be found on the Driving While Black Bandcamp page, the link you posted, and all streaming services like Spotify, Apple, Tidal, and everything. So I'm going to get into it. All right. Turn up the volume a little bit. Yeah. Once again, thank you for having me. We're gonna have a nice little evening, little afternoon today. Hope everyone's doing safe and being well. Continue to just keep each other in our prayers and thoughts. And let's have a good time. Yeah, look. A lot of people want to know if the facts are real. Why? Because my raps are ill and the flow is so vacuum sealed. Driving wild black, y'all boys getting gas for real, but I'ma still keep it thugging. Remember I used to whip the bucket, eating spicy chicken nuggets. Me and my team, we like distant cousins. 2020, bet we coming with a different budget. We so fly, we don't need no luggage. Keep insecticides if you want to get the bugging. Like Shia LaBeouf, see the holes in your story so we get the dugging. Doing donuts, we ain't mention Dunkin'. From the burg where they stuffed them birds just like turduckins. But I ain't really for the plug talk, it's just an observation. Last couple months I've been living out of suitcases, Dolce & Gabbana, new fragrance. Yeah, you in the game, boy, but you're too flagrant. Used to do this out my dude's basement. Now we gray stages, headlining articles on your magazine pages. Yeah, look, my style's so ageless, ain't trying to be famous, just wonder what the pay is. I'm the greatest, yeah, I've been knew it. Pain I've been through it. This is my life. No, it ain't just music. Print my logo on a new tunic. I'm the brand. I'm the man, also known as J Tutter. Yeah, I'm back at it. Counted up the flow, so mathematic. New whip, I dip through the traffic. Cut the noise, you boys is all static. Yeah, I'm back at it. Counted up the flow, so mathematic. New whip, I dip through the traffic. Cut the noise, you boys is all static. So there's back at it. A little introduction, a little short and sweet.
I like it. Now, there's a lot of reaction I have to what you just did. It was great. Now, that's the first artistic work I've ever heard use turducken in it.
Thank you. Try to be creative. You know? Yeah. I like playing around with words. So.
What made you, did you encounter that word somewhere? I'm curious how that came in there.
A couple of years ago I came across that word when I think it was around the holidays.
And yeah.
I think I saw it on maybe like a TV show where someone actually had a turducken. So ever since then, I've been looking for a place to put it in my songs. It just fit in that song. So
I'd love to learn a little bit about you. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
So I lived all over the place. I've moved a lot throughout the city. I spent most of my time in the Hazelwood neighborhood. And I currently live in Squirrel Hill now. In terms of like going to school, I went to high school at Kappa, Creative Performing Arts School, where I actually studied writing. So writing was my major there. And
excellent.
That's kind of how I, you know, got the love for, you know, songwriting.
Where did you go before Kappa?
Yeah, so when I was in elementary school, I went to Bergwin, which was in Hazelwood. They had closed it down. I think now it's a charter school. But Then when they closed that down, we went to Mifflin, which is out in the Lincoln Place neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I went there for middle school and then went to Kappa for high school.
I ask in part because we do a lot of work with Pittsburgh Public Schools. You probably had Barb Gamrat for English, I'll bet, out at Mifflin. At least she was one of the English teachers out there. And we know a lot of the Kappa folks too. Have you always been fascinated with words and writing? Do you take that back to a really young age?
Yes, I've always loved. It started with it's really it started with reading, actually. So I always loved to read. I always said when I was a kid, like I'd go to the library all the time. I probably spent a lot most of my time as a kid, honestly, in like the library, and I would just take out like books on books on books every time, and then I would try to write my own stories. So started with like short fiction, I would try to write, and then just over the years, as I got older, I started to get more of a love for music, and I'm like, well, this is almost kind of like poetry, so let me see, if I could try to create my own, song lyrics. And really, I just kept at it. I even took out books on like songwriting, and I just kept at it and kept doing it, and kind of blossomed into what you hear today.
Was Kappa able to help nurture that? I hope so. There are a lot
Yeah,
of good
absolutely.
people there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest things Kappa taught me was to be creative. I always try to avoid using like cliches, a lot of the same like similes and metaphors that you would commonly hear. I try to avoid those. That's how you get words like turducken, in my verses. So I think Kappa really taught that. And plus with Kappa, I was able to do so many different types of writing. Not only did we do poetry, we did fiction, nonfiction, playwriting, screenwriting. Those are elements that I, still kind of practice on the side here and there, still play around with. But as of right now, like songwriting is like my main passion and focus. But I hope to explore some of those other genres of writing as well, in my artistic career.
This is the voice of Jordan Montgomery, and I'm glad he's able to be with us this morning. We're going to talk about his record label after the next song, but I'm curious before you go into that, I think rap is really misunderstood by probably a majority of people. I hate to generalize like that, but could you sort of? I don't know if you have any pet peeves or if you think there are some common misperceptions that people have about rap, at least from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, a lot of people may not understand it, they just may think that it's just, these common like stereotypes they hear and just maybe just loud and maybe a bit ignorant at times or what have you. But, a lot of it comes from, experiences and the communities in which these artists live in and how they kind of view the world. And I think what's going on right now in the world in terms of like the protest and, everyone, fighting for injustice kind of speaks to, what a genre like hip hop has, always kind of spoken to, where it's just trying to provide a voice for those who may not typically have a voice. Sometimes, that message may not be as clean cut or as easy or digestible to listen to, but it is, a message still worth hearing. So I think that's important.
Yeah, that there are just like people like different kind of foods. I'm going to use an analogy since Kappa didn't beat them out of me. I mean, people consume things differently, but I think one of the misperceptions is folks think that rap or hip hop is always going to have violent imagery or imagery, unsuitable for kids, for lack of a better word.
Right.
And that simply isn't true. Just as you could say with rock music, it's all over the map in terms of that level. And I also think about, when I was coming of age in the 70s, I would listen to Gil Scott-Heron, who I don't know if you know Gil
Yeah.
Scott's music, but I'm glad you do.
Absolutely.
and very much a similar kind of style. And then I even go back to the 30s and 40s, not personally, but there was a style of blues called the talking blues, where there would be a rhythmic guitar and a cadence spoken over the back of the music. So this style of speaking directly from the heart over a more or less rhythmic background, such that your words float up to the top. Mm-hmm. It's very, it's been with us throughout history, I think, for centuries. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, I have another song here. I'm going to go through, this is my catalog here. I got a whole bunch of songs on my computer, so.
Yeah, there, I was going to say, you're accompanying yourself today as you play.
Yes, absolutely. Which is, I don't mind doing double duty. But also, yeah, I do totally agree with what you said in terms of this kind of music and just comparison to those other, art forms and stuff we've seen before. So it's a lot like that. And, sometimes if it's newer, it may, surprise people a little bit, but, we're still here to deliver a message. So.
You bet.
Cool. All right. Well, this next one here is called Know My Name. This one was released back in 2016. So I'm going to perform it for you here. Just get the sound right. There we go. All right. It's one of my favorite songs, by the way. So I hope you all will enjoy it. This was produced by Idasa Tariq, a.k.a. IT the Soul Man. Yeah, look, live in your area, whole squad up in here like interior, you inferior, now you miniature, yo, we bout to rock like minerals, anything you buy to get a cop like 10 of those, anything I do, I see you try to do reciprocals, all hail the imperial, put the fear in ya, when you're hearing them, Jay Titter, fill my name out in Calcutta, I bring the rain like the cow talking, high power. Empower, move crowds like tsunamis. Ooh, mommy, love it what you do with your body. Came through to the party, slid out in the Uber to the lobby. Who the two door parking? No key starting, just push button. Roof gone in the summer, coming down Carson. Holler when you see me, baby, I'm too flossy. Know my name by the end of the night. Sing it with me like, know my name by then, yeah, you gonna know my name by the end of the night. Sing it with me like, know my name by then, yeah, look. Time for us to separate the gods from the pawns, the stars from the comets, the cream Abdul-Jabbar's and the Adam Morrison's. Those who really spitting bars, those who's in it for the profit. Jack so many styles, man, it's grand larceny. Yo, I speak in street harmonies, sick as heart disease, or green like parsley leaves. I'm the get into your tatter setting, the spawn of rhetoric spoken by the gods along the avenue. Known to keep it jumping like some antelope, cause we got the juice like cantaloupe. I be in the booth like Colin Farrell, bet she feel it in her bone marrow. I'll play like tell, though I rock well, crash landed like it's Roswell, and I got that Rockefeller flow. That's for those who had the melatonin on me, need to switch the dosage up. How you gonna charge that much to play inside a local club? Your song really hot, why they buttoning their coats up? Squad in the building, bet y'all get foreclosed on. Come through with the doors off, soft top like a newborn. In the hood like some Newports, leave rappers in the postmortem. Last heard, I think the more got them. Don't know what you heard about them, but I ain't worried about it. Not a pop record, man, this song here for everybody. Jay Tudder, bet you wish a man coulda, ain't no, my name by the end of the night, singing with me like, know my name by then, yeah, you gonna know my name by the end of the night, singing with me like, know my name by then, yeah, all right, that was Know My Name.
That's is Jordan Montgomery. Do you mind my asking your age, Jordan?
Yeah, no, I am 25.
That's good. You sound like a young guy. You sound younger than you are. Forgive me for
that.
That's
okay. But no, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, I feel bad because I can't see. And I know as people are listening, I'm trying to think of questions that they might have in their head. Right. I was looking. You've got a record label called Driving Wild Black Records.
Yes.
And you've got, oh, I can't, there's a release you've got coming that mm-hmm. I really was tickled by the name of it. Thank you for your purchase, but we're not for sale.
Is yes, that is correct. Yes.
And that's a great title. It took me a
Thank
minute.
You.
It took me for a minute to understand it. What's your goal with the record label? I know you've got a lot of your stuff there. You've been pretty prolific in putting out your music. Are you hoping to record others as well?
Yeah, so if you go to the link, it should take you to the other artists that are on the label as well. A lot of them, you know, are friends of mine that have, you know, have relationships with for years. We've been doing music together. And kind of how the record label started is that song I just performed, which you know, performed for You Know My Name, was from the first album I released called Driving While Black. And what really inspired that album was just, you know, similar events, you know, with like Black Lives Matter and everything going on, were topics that were heavily discussed on the album. And I wanted to kind of take those same themes. I talk about a lot of the same themes throughout my music. So it inspired me to, you know, create the record label. And then, you know, already having a relationship with my friends and the other artists on the label, we just kind of came together to really push the record label. And that's really my goal, is to not only provide a platform for myself, but, you know, other artists of color as well. So
it's a good thing to do. And the one thing that really struck me is some of the art that's featured on your album covers. Is the same person doing them, or like right now I'm looking at the Support Black Business cover, which. Gosh, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just this very vibrant kind of airbrushed thing. Is that your work, or who did that?
So for that particular cover, there is an artist. She's from Pittsburgh, but she lives out in Philly now. She goes by Neptune Nix, so Neptune N-I-X. And she did that artwork. I've known her since she went to Kappa with me as well. I've known her for a long time. So, you know, I know she does a lot of illustrations similar to what's on that cover. So I'd reached out to her, and she had done that, and that turned out really well.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was going to say I'm glad you mentioned the artwork, because, you know, I try to reach out to different artists, like for this upcoming album, Thank You For Your Purchase. All the cover work for that album was done by one particular person. His name's Dakari Ashby. He lived in Pittsburgh for a few years, but he lives out in LA now. So what I usually try to do is when I am making the music, I like to sit down with different artists or to see kind of what visually could represent the music. So I try to have a really close relationship with whoever's doing the, you know, cover art, so we can, you know, kind of collaborate on it.
So another one, I just blew it up so I could look at it. You'll know what it is right away, but it's a shopkeeper with an apron in front of a grocery and delicatessen. I don't think that's a Pittsburgh shot based on the address I see. Where did this come from?
So for some of the like more mixtapes or like singles, or more B-side singles, sometimes I'll just go through like just search the internet just for old photos that kind of represent, you know, what I'm talking about. I like to kind of play with that aesthetic as well. So that one was just a lot of Google searching,
yeah,
but it spoke to kind of what I was speaking about on that particular.
It's a fine picture. There's a lot of detail, and I would encourage you. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Jordan Montgomery. He lives in Squirrel Hill, Kappa graduate, CEO of a record label called Driving While Black, and we link to the record label. Or you could find it, I think, if you just Google Driving While Black Records. And in addition to more of his music, there are just, we're talking about the art on the album covers. This is a great way for you to, dare I say, lurk, or, you know, just learn a little bit more about music you may not be as familiar with, just as we do with all kinds of music here that we play. It gives folks a chance to sample things and discover if they like it or not, rather than judging before listening. And it's great to hear these songs. What would you like to do next? We have time for a couple more.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, let me just pull up my little DJ set here.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Are you normally used to having somebody behind you controlling the music as you're out front?
For like live performances, yeah, I always have a DJ. But I've also done stuff that's more intimate where I've just played it off my laptop or phone. So, you know, I'm used to kind of doing both. So
you must be missing getting out and about right now, I would imagine. I do.
Yeah, I do. Especially with the album coming out, because the album will be out on Tuesday, June 30th. So normally I would really be gearing up to do a bunch of shows, during the summertime. But, once again, I think this quarantine is kind of forcing creatives to kind of think outside the box. And that's why you see a lot of people doing stuff via, social media or, live streaming things. So, I plan to do a few different things like that to promote the project.
Yeah. And I think people too, as they're at home, are challenging themselves with mm-hmm. reaching outside of their usual, boundaries of comfort or mm-hmm. taste, whether it be binge watching shows they never thought they would binge watch or trying new kinds of music. So there are ways to find a positive in just about anything, I think.
I agree. Yes. And I think that's a good segue into this next song, actually. This song is called Still Got It. It was produced by Live from the City, who is an artist on Driving Wild Black Records. You can find his music via the link that's posted on Facebook. This song was off of my last project called Dark Horse that was released last year. I think the song, it has a really nice message to it, and I think it's really encouraging for a lot of people. So happy to share it with you all. Actually, you know what? That's not the one I wanted to play.
This is why live is
right.
Best. It's okay.
Right. Live is best, actually.
Live is
right.
Best. It shows you're human.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Here it is. Okay. Actually, so I changed my mind a little bit. So this song, it's called The Come Up, actually, is the song I want to play for you. And it's also produced by Live from the City, also off of the album Dark Horse. So I feel like this one has more of a message I wanted to share for you this morning here. So let's go into that.
Jordan Montgomery.
Yes. All right. Yeah, this has a nice feel to it. Greatest in the city, man. I knew that from the jump. Greatest in the world, just give me about a month. No need for me to front, I got the stats to back me up. I done rapped in front of legends and did shows with less than 5 people in attendance. I was cutting class, slacking on attendance. Always kept my eyes focused on the mission. Took an intermission, became more disciplined. Now the world listening. Still a long way to go on this unpaved road. Still I gotta pay the tolls. Hey, these are stories that I wrote. They be coming from the soul. Was on the low, but everybody knows. They be like, what's up? Hey, what's up? We on the come up. Hustle from sundown to the sun up, to sun up, to sun up, to sun up, sun up. We on the come up, the come up. What's up? Hey, what's up? We on the come up. Hustle from sundown to the sun up, to sun up, to sun up, to sun up, sun up. We on the come up. Sometimes you're headlining, sometimes you're opening, sometimes you hit a lick, and then you're broke again. I was broke but never broken, just waited on my moment. Faced all type of opponents, never folded, had the drive to keep going, never slowing. The seeds that I planted still growing, my light still glowing, the fight still goes on. And every time I hop on the track, you know I goes off, and still they doze off as I get these flows off. But as long as my heart is in it, I'm never parting with it. Yeah, look, this song for anyone who got a dream, no matter how large it be or how small your team, it really not that far, all you gotta do is reach. People used to front on me, but now I'm hard to reach. Originality is something you can never teach, bringing life to the game, leaving every track deceased. What's up? Hey, what's up? We on the come up, hustle from sundown to the sun up, to sun up, to sun up, sun up, sun up. We on the come up, come up. What's up? Hey, what's up? We on the come up, hustle from sundown to the sun up, to sun up, to sun up, sun up, sun up. We on the come up, the come up. And that's the come up from my last project, Dark Horse.
Sun up to sum up. Do you land on those phrases and just know you have gold, or does it take a while? I'm curious what your writing process is like.
I've been writing for so long, and I do it so frequently. Like, even when I'm out and about, I'm always thinking of like different lines and everything. I used to carry around a notebook, but now that we have smartphones and everything, I can just type everything in my phone. I always try to look for things that, you know, can, like, similar sounding things that can be catchy, or, you know, sometimes like a play with like puns and things like that. So just, you know, things that I think will really stick out to my listeners.
I have a question that might sound kind of weird, but hopefully I can express it well. Is when you deliver songs, especially if you're rapping very quickly, do you think about the actual letters of the words and how they, for example, a scat singer it has to know kind of how to get from A to Z based on the consonants words end with, or the vowels, because if you're going to rhythmically put words together, you it's not just the meaning of the words, but sometimes it's actually the sound or the number of syllables. Or does that make sense? Do you have to, like, if you're writing, that's one thing, and if you're reciting, that's another degree of challenge. But then if you're performing, I think that would be even more so. Am I on to something? I'm just curious think about that.
Yeah, no. So I think I'm glad you asked that question, because when I was first getting into, you know, writing songs, I was coming from more of a poetry background, you know, so my initial goal was just to try to rhyme as many words together as possible. But when I tried to put it to beats, I understood there was like a certain structure you had to follow, you know, that it goes along with the music. So it took me a while to kind of transition from a more free form, like kind of just all over the place, more of a spoken word type, to more of a like something that follows like the metrics of the music. And even when I'm performing like live, you know, I still try to, like, you know, I love to do as much rhyming as possible and to play with different flow patterns and things. But sometimes, you know, when you're doing on stage and you're bouncing around, it might be kind of hard to fit so many words and you might run out of breath. So, you know, I try to keep that in mind as well when I'm writing, just not to overdo myself either.
I've never thought about this. Do people cover other people's compositions in rap, or is it typically your own original work?
Typically your own original. I mean, a lot of cases what you'll see is people will maybe rap over other beats that are popular by other people. So you'll see that a lot. You'll see that in a lot with things called mixtapes, where, you know, an artist might have a whole collection of songs where they rap over just other people's beats, beats that are already popularized by other people. In some instances, I've seen where people have just, you know, rap songs like another person, you know, just as like a cover. Rarely does that happen, but sometimes you may see it in like a live show or something.
Yeah, it just never occurred to me, but you might have somebody who's a really good writer and who understands how to write for the voice, but maybe is not the person best equipped to perform it. Although,
yeah.
it sounds like typically the performer and the writer are going to be one and the same. I like what you said about the structure, too. I am people who know me very well know that I'll preach a lot that structure is required for anything artistic. It's kind of the creativity comes from having that structure, even if you deviate beyond it. And
yes.
Rap is a really good example of that. Had a question. Somebody wrote asking if there's a distinction between rap and hip hop. And I'll ask you. My thought has always been not really, but I don't know if you feel that way as well.
So some people may say that hip hop is like the overall like culture that encompasses like rapping. You know, you may also see like fashion and like graffiti and art and dancing, all those type of things. And then like rapping is just one facet of that, you know? So, a lot of times, you know, hip hop is still, you know, considered like its own genre. You know, some people may, say hip hop and rap or, you know, kind of interchange the two, but I think historically hip hop encompasses just a overall culture of expressing yourself.
So they're like cooperative economics, I think, is part of hip hop, and there's some other principles. So not to oversimplify, it's almost like rap is part of hip hop, and hip hop is something a little greater.
Yes.
It's been really fun to have you. This is going to be our last chance to talk before you finish up. Is there anything I didn't get a chance to ask you that you might have liked to say? I'm glad the new album is still coming out on the last day of the month.
Yes, it's still coming out on Tuesday, June 30th. You can, you know, find it'll be released on the Bandcamp page. But if you also have, you know, Spotify or Apple Music or any of those services, you can find Jordan Montgomery on there, and you'll see my whole catalog. And if you want to learn more about me or the rest of the record label, you can follow us on all social media, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at DWB Records. So D as in dog, W, B as in boy, Records. And it'll connect you to me and all the other artists as well.
Excellent. And do take a look at the Bandcamp page for the art. You can sample music and listen to. I really appreciate you being here with us. What do you want to close up with?
So I have one last song. It's called Welch's Grape. So it's a song that I released. It's probably been about 3 years ago now, but it's still, you know, a fan favorite of mine. You know, every set I do, I have to incorporate this song somewhere, and people really appreciate it. It was produced by all these songs so far have been produced by producers here in Pittsburgh as well. So there's definitely a lot of talented producers within the city. But this particular producer, his name is A. King. He will also be featured on my upcoming project. He, at the time he made this beat, he was, I believe, like 15 or 16. So he's still fairly young. But, you know, it's one of my favorite songs to perform, and I appreciate you all having me on today.
Our pleasure. Here again for one last song for this morning, Jordan Montgomery.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Thank y'all for having me. This last song's called Walter's Grape. Shout out to A. King. Driving Wild Black Records. Yeah. Look. First driving while black, then I hit you with another player haters gon' retire my number. Instigators, they be all in my business. Instagram, I hardly post any pictures. Yo, I like to stay ducked off in that Ford truck with the roof off. Last given rock star, anything I drop on ya be similar to Pearl Harbor. No similes, cause there's none like them. No remedy for them, they can't cure them, can't mourn them. I'm gon' live forever. Yo, this is big in the Coogee sweater, mixed with future. In the Gucci sandals, we done built this from the ground up. This here can never be dismantled. Revolutions never televised on your channel. Gave y'all loading ammo over classic A-King samples. Y'all just candles, little flames to my shining. When I get writer's block, I'm Jack Nick in the shining. Real quick, dim your limelight. Had to get my mind right. Driving wild black, should have got five mics and y'all slept on. Though my flows is never stepped on. Right-handed giving layups with the left arm. Too easy. I could probably sell a blank CD. You can't join the ranks with me. No limits. Might pull up in a tank. This is Kobe with the number 8. My dog told me kill the whole summer. Son of Sam. Y'all ain't going nowhere like y'all doing a running man. Me, I like Cunningham. And he's so cunning fam. Young bull in his 20s. And old heads looking up to him. A one-on-one, not a one of them. I held you down in the winter. I got you for the summer too. Rose petals anytime I'm coming through. Cut the strings off your pedal. Turn rap the heavy metal. Man, it's J to the letter O. R-D-A-N. If you need to hear once more, I spell it again. I dropped 2 projects this year. Y'all welcome again. We done came a long way from Section 8. Now the boy got the juice like Welch's Grape. Holla. That's Welch's Grape. Thank you, everybody.
That's Jordan Montgomery. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Take care.